Judgment actually gives our life meaning. A lot of us, when we think about judgment, we're like, I don't want to think about judgment at all because it scares me. I don't want to think of a judgment day or a day I'm going to be held accountable for the things that I say, things that I do. And we think it actually maybe takes meaning away from our life because it leaves us with fear. But actually, allow me to just argue that judgment actually gives our life meaning. Because the thing is, other religions and other philosophies say that life is circular. Okay, the two main schools of thought in Jesus' day would have been the Stoics and the Epicureans, right? Today on YouTube, a bunch of guys are like all into like Stoicism, like, oh, how to live like a Stoic. And it's really big on TikTok right now. And they basically kind of believe the same thing in different ways. They both kind of believe that life is circular. They have this idea that life just kind of repeats itself. And there's two different schools of thought. I'm mixing them together. Life is just circular. It repeats itself. There's a fate already for you. You can't do anything to change that. And the other school is saying, no, we can change our fate. Yes, life is circular. It goes around in circles. What comes around goes around. You're born. You get old. You die. You get married. You get a job. Life is very circular, but you can really make something great out of your life in this circle. Now, we see these both, just to try to get you guys on the same page with me, we see these both actually in Lion King. Okay, how does the movie start? It's the circle of life, right? And what happens? We run into Timon and Pumbaa, who are basically hedonists. They're hedonists. Whatever feels good, whatever sounds good, they take it in because life is circular. This is just a circle of life. I'm just going to get whatever I want and live my life that way. That was how the Epicureans lived. And then you have Scar. Scar believes life is circular, right? And on this trip around, he's the best. And I deserve to be the best. And I'm better than everyone else around me. That's how Stoics lived. Putting others down and saying, well, yeah, this guy, he's just a little hyena, but I'm a lion. You know, and maybe in the next world, I'll be a hyena. But right now, I'm a lion and I'm going to get what's mine. And so then we have Simba right in the middle of it, right? And Simba lives in both worlds. At the beginning, I just can't wait to be king. And then in the middle, Hakuna Matata. And then at the end, he's a responsible, mature, beautiful king, a Christ-like figure, right? He went through both of that and realized life is not circular. There's a day coming where I'm going to have to answer for everything that I've done. And he has that moment when the sky opens up. It's Matthew. It's a book, the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' baptism. The sky opens up. And a voice from heaven says, this is my son. Remember who you are, right? It's the same moment in the gospel. They're taking all this from the Bible. And so Simba has this moment where he remembers who he is. And he says, I am going to be either a disgrace or I'm going to be in the heavens with my forefathers one day. But not unless I get my life together. And not unless I come to the fact that I'm going to be judged. And that judgment actually gives meaning to my life. Because, you know, in cars, they say life is a highway. That's more accurate. Life is going somewhere. We can go all through every movie in Disney Plus. I can fit it into this sermon. Life is going somewhere. And there's an end of the road. And the thing is, what's going to happen to you when you get to the end of the road? You know, there's this song by Boyz II Men. You know, although we've come to the end of the road, so I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you. You know, that's a fun song that we love to sing. But on Judgment Day, that's going to be a song that a lot of people are singing about their sin. I'm at the end of the road, and it's unnatural for me to let go of my sin. I can't. I just love the bottle too much. I love the websites too much. I love my pride too much. I can't let go of it. It belongs to me. I can't let go of it. It'd be unnatural for me to do so. Even though they're at the end of the road. You see what I'm saying? No one in hell is there because they don't want to be there. They don't want the torment, but they want to be there. That's why they're there. If they wanted God, they would not be there. So we need judgment to give our life meaning, to give us, so we don't end up like Timon and Pumbaa, so we don't end up like Scar. We want to be more like Simba. We want to be like Christ.
Amen.
Hey, Alex here. Thanks for watching. That was a little clip from House Church, which we do here in Kauai, Hawaii. Everything we do from this channel to Amen Podcast to House Church is completely supported by listeners like you. So if you want to learn more, go to amenpodcast.com. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't miss a video, and to help others hear the good news of Jesus Christ and how it applies to everyday life.
Amen.